From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Thursday, May 18th. A new Department of Agriculture report indicates California's almond crop will almost certainly be smaller this year. The USDA report provides a rough guess of what this year's yields might be. Rick Cushman is with the California Almond Board. He says the bloom was not ideal.
This year was almost entirely during some not great weather periods. You know, this gives us our first sense after a rough winter and after a rough year that the crop will be smaller.
Cushman says the preliminary estimate is for a 3% smaller yield, the lowest since 2005.
Well, this is the first official crop estimate. It's really difficult to even know at this stage exactly what the crop is going to look like.
The USDA will issue a second definitive production report in July based on actual almond counts. California almond producers have faced several challenges in the last few years, including higher production costs, pandemic-related shipping issues, and drought. Despite this year's likely smaller crop, some things have improved. Drought won't be an issue, and global demand continues to rise. California is by far the world's largest producer of the nut, contributing 80% of the world's almond supply in 2020. Today, dozens of bills will meet the end of their journey in the California legislature. It's part of an opaque, twice-yearly bill-culling process. CAP Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon explains.
Any bill that would cost the state money has to go through the Senate and Assembly Appropriations Committee. And any bill that would cost more than $150,000 gets placed on the suspense file. Hundreds of these bills pile up, suspended in the legislative process, and their fates are announced all at once in a special hearing. Lawmakers decide which bills to hold back and which ones to advance for further consideration behind closed doors. Former state lawmakers acknowledge it's not transparent, but defend it as a way to have frank discussions about legislation in private. This process will determine the fate of more than 1,000 bills, and their authors are no doubt waiting in suspense. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
More than 12,000 low-income Californians have been selected in pilot projects to receive direct monthly payments to help meet basic needs. The goal of these programs is to evaluate the impact of guaranteed income programs. From California Hub member station, KALW Astrid Fidel has more.
In all, California counts more than 40 pilot programs supported by public and private funds that have run, are operating, or are planning to launch. These programs send participants regular cash payments for a period of time ranging between $300 to $1,800 a month for 6 months to 3 years. Nowhere else have so many guaranteed income pilot programs launched at the same time. The state is testing the idea of a guaranteed income that targets specific groups. Supporters of the programs say that unconditional cash, as opposed to a typical welfare programs, gives people in poverty the freedom to address challenges that hold them back, be it high rent, a broken down car, a lack of savings, or unexpected emergencies. Sean Klein, Associate Director of the Stanford Basic Income Lab, told Calm Matters, quote, "All of these pilots are seeking to demonstrate what's possible across the country for state and federal policy. There are no programs currently enrolling participants, but this could change in the future. In San Francisco, I'm Astrid Fidel."
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg and other mayors were at the state capitol yesterday with a request for the governor and lawmakers, ongoing funds to reduce homelessness. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The state has funneled more than $17 billion to homelessness in recent years, which cities and counties have used to fund shelter beds, services, and transitional housing. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says those dollars have made a difference, even if the scenes beneath many California freeways indicate otherwise.
Homelessness is solvable, but we need the resources to scale the projects and programs to have a lasting impact.
Mayors are asking for $3.5 billion in guaranteed annual funding. They say it would help them plan shelter and other services for the long term. It's more than what Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing from this year's budget, which will also have a sizable deficit. The governor has stressed tying homelessness funding to actual results, which the mayors say they welcome. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
And those were your headlines for Thursday, May 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutzen.